Musical knowledge or musical theory, what is it? Well, it's everything to do with the words that we use to describe certain things about music. Take, for instance, pitch. Now, there's a strange word. They're funny things, words, when you think about it. When I say pitch, when we hear the word pitch, many people just think of a football pitch. But the meaning of pitch in music is completely different. And it's one of the hardest words to explain. We all know what it is, but we can't find words to explain it. And some things are like that, music in particular. So here's a high-pitched note, and here's a low-pitched note. And that's all we need to say about pitch. It's hard to express it in words, but we know intuitively exactly what it is. Now, all musicians need to understand certain basic terms about pitch. And perhaps the most important one of all is the semitone. Now, when you hear the word semi, you probably think of a semi-detached house, or maybe you think of a semicircle, half of a circle. Semi just means half. So when you hear semitone, you're probably thinking, oh, well, it must be half of something. And yes, in a sense, it is half. It's half of a tone. But hey, don't go there. Don't even think about that. Don't even think what a tone is. We have words to measure things, don't we? Like a millimetre is a small amount of distance, and a second is a small amount of time, and a gram is a small amount of weight, and so on. And a degree Celsius is a small increase in temperature. So we have these words which are called units of measure, by which we define whatever it is we're trying to measure. And in music, the semitone is kind of equivalent to a millimetre or a gram. So it's basically going up one step at a time. And here's me playing a semitone scale. Now, I've gone all on the first string there, going up the fretboard with fingering 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Travelled a distance of, it's easy to see, 12 steps, 12 frets, 12 semitones. When we travel that distance in music, in this case from the note E to its recurrence, that's a word that just means to when it happens again, so from E, that E, to this E, that's 12 semitone steps, as we've seen, and it's known as an octave. So there's an important thing to remember: 12 semitones equals one octave. Now remember, the words semitone and octave, they're not things you can't get hold of a semitone and say, oh, look, I found a semitone. And you can't go in the shop and say, I'd like to buy half a dozen octaves, please. They're not things that you can physically see and touch. They're concepts. They're an idea, just like an inch and a millimetre is how we measure distance and so on. Right, it's very important you get clear on this. This is really important stuff when it comes to understanding what's going on the guitar. Now, it's the same on the piano keyboard as on the fretboard, but on the piano keyboard, which is a very different instrument, obviously, we see white and black notes. That's the first thing everybody notices when they look at a musical keyboard. And the next thing that everybody notices without even knowing they've noticed it is that the black notes come in twos and threes. Very obvious point. It's easy to see. If we were to start on the note C on a keyboard, or indeed on a guitar, I'll do it on a guitar. So this is how the notes go. I'm now playing on the second string. You might like to have a go at playing this yourself. So I'm starting on C with the first finger. The next note is not D, is it? I'm talking about the very next fret. Of course it's not. It's not D. It's C sharp, isn't it? C, C sharp. Another name for C sharp is D flat, because it's one semitone lower than D, which is the next note. Get the idea? C, C sharp or D flat, D, D sharp or E flat. And then we move the hand, if we're playing this on the second string of the guitar, we move to the fifth position and we do the same fingering like we did before, number one. This is the note E. Now here's the thing, check that. That's the same E as the open first string. And in fact, before we had all these marvellous electronic guitar tuners, we used to tune our guitars by comparing the fifth fret of each string with the next open string. Those notes are both E. Notice they sound slightly different in terms of the tone quality, but the pitch is the same. If you sing it, la, la. It's the same note, yeah? So now I'm moving on to the next note, which is, of course, this is very important to remember, there is no E sharp, so we come to F. And then it'll be F sharp. What's another name for F sharp? Have a think about it. You should be able to answer now. And the next note is G. Gives you a bit of a clue, yeah? Then what do we get? Do we get G sharp? Is there a G sharp? Yes, there is. So then it's A. And then it's A sharp or B flat. And then it's B. And we've arrived on the 12th fret. This on a classical guitar is the fret that's in line with the body of the guitar. So we've now travelled musically a distance in pitch of 12 semitones. That's 12 frets, 12 steps. And that is equivalent to, or the same as, an octave. B. 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 So get used to the sound of an octave. Okay, now, the only other important thing, and we've covered it already, really, about pitch, is that, as you can easily see looking at a piano keyboard, there are two notes which do not have a sharp. This is incredibly important on the guitar. If you don't understand that, if you don't remember that there is no such note as E sharp or B sharp, and indeed there's no such note as F flat or what's the other one? If there's no B sharp, pretty obvious, isn't it? There's no C flat. You can see it clear as day on a piano keyboard. You cannot see it clear as day on the guitar because everything looks the same. So it's really important you get these concepts about how we measure pitch and how it all works out on the guitar clear in your mind. Otherwise, you're always going to be a bit baffled about what's going on when we work out notes on any fret. And you should now be in a position to name any note anywhere on the guitar quite easily. It might take a little time to calculate it. You might have to kind of go along the string and think what all the notes are along the way and then be able to name it. And it's important that you get to do that. That's really important no matter what kind of music you want to play and how old you are. Even complete beginners really need to understand this basic concept of musical pitch and how it works on the guitar.